Welcome to the Tune In Game In Podcast. Game In Podcast. Tuning in to the gaming world of retro and modern. Retro and modern.
Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of the Tune In Game Podcast. This is episode 60. I'm your host, Nick, Retro Nick, and joined with us for what seems like eternity is back, and that's Gaz, Lost Ruin.
Good evening.
Yep, so you've had various reasons for being off. Gaz be the latest one for us being ill, but I'm glad you're feeling a bit better now.
Yep.
And for Warren, we're not too sure where he is. I mean, he might be joining us a bit later on, but...
I've got a bit of a cough, but you'll probably hear.
Okay, so we'll probably try and make it a short one, but we'll see how it goes, so... As well, we'll just have to wait and see if he joins. Not sure if he's on tonight, but if he joins, I'll let you know. But in the meantime, Gaz, how was Play Expo?
Good, in a word. It was really good.
That's good.
I'll say I was representing Retro Collect as usual. Retro Collect ran over 50 competitions over the course of the 2 days. They were pretty much responsible for all the retro competitions that were there. It was good. Good buzz. It was always busy around the Retro Collect table. And a lot of stuff to win. A lot of stuff we gave away. And, yeah, really good, though. Loads of arcade machines, free to play. Loads of pinball machines, free to play. Every console you could possibly imagine. All there, free to play. All you need to do is pay for your ticket, and away you went. You wouldn't have got bored. That event could be on for a week, and you wouldn't get bored. Seriously.
Yep. So you certainly got your value for money out of the ticket, then.
Oh yeah. Well, I got a free ticket anyway because I'm part of the Retro Collect squad. But yeah, anyone who paid for the £20, I think it is, for the 2 days, you'll get value for money. There's always a lot of stuff to do there. Fortunately, though, I was quite gutty because the Sega Rally arcade machine that was there was broken and wasn't working for the 2 days.
Oh, so you couldn't do the recording you were planning to do?
Yeah, I couldn't do that one. But we had the Sega Rally competition on Retro Collect, and nobody beat my time. So, and my time was 9 seconds under what the current world record is, so I'm going to have to record my time. So. But I keep saying that. I'll get round to it eventually.
Okay, well, we just let us know, Gaz, and we can congratulate you on your world record. Yep, so did you see, I think one went and asked this, but did you see the Oculus Rift at all?
It was there, it was there. I was pretty busy, I didn't get much chance to play it, but the guy who was with on Eurogamer, DJ Arcus, there was a charity event on the evening, and I believe he showcased it for, hang on a sec, mate. What? Your brain hurts. Go and tell mummy. You got a headache. Oh, dear. Okay. My brain hurts. Yeah, the Oculus Rift, yeah, he's kind of, he updated it so he could actually get a score and, do something with it, but I didn't get a chance to play it because we didn't go to the after show party, so we just went to the Namco arcade in the Trafford Centre, which was local. Okay, so but it was good. It was good.
Oh, so good time overall then?
Yeah, excellent time. I pretty much spent the whole day on Saturday just drinking, which was cool. Drinking and gaming, you can't go wrong.
I can't think of a better forum myself, so can't argue with that.
Yep.
Yep. Warren's here now, so hello, Warren.
Hello, hello. Hey, guys.
Good evening.
Yep. just in the middle of talking about Play Expo, and Gaz was just explaining what it was like.
It was good.
Yes. I've been waiting for a while. I mean, I looked at some of the pictures you had, but I was like saying, I'll wait so we can actually talk on here, so.
2 days of gaming fun. Over 100 arcade machines, loads of pinball machines, every console you could possibly imagine, competitions, lots of traders as well, and stores, and yeah. like I was saying, this event could go on for a week and you still wouldn't get bored.
Yeah, I noticed that. I was going to say, that one arcade machine I asked you about that has only three screens.
Yeah, the Ferrari machine.
Yeah, so you can play it with two screens? I mean, since you said it's long.
Yeah, I mean, you've got the forward-facing screen, which is the one you look at mainly. The other two screens, basically, your side windows. So you can look at to either side. It can just give you a bit more of a peripheral vision. That's all it does.
Oh, yeah, oh okay. The
left-hand screen wasn't working very well, but it was. You could use it anyway.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I've never seen that game before, let alone heard of it. Because I thought it was the we had a gamer down here called XS Orlando, and they had a flight simulator, and that's what I thought that was. But I think that's five screens actually. So. But yeah,
it's a Ferrari driving game. I think it was. It was good with schooler, but there's a lot of machines that I hadn't played before, like Outrunners, the arcade, fantastic. Never got to play that before, so that was cool.
I didn't
like it as much as Outrun the original, but it was good. And they also had an Outrun 2 cab as well, so I played that a lot.
Oh, okay.
Simply because the Sega Rally machine broke. For the 2 days, so.
Aww.
Which is disappointing.
Yeah.
It's good though. We had the better Sega Rally competition on Retro Collect, and I did win, but obviously I thought it was a bit unfair, so I give it to whoever came second. They had the prize.
Yeah, that's good. That's nice.
Yeah. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, the next event coming up for me is Mini Revival. I went to Revival back in May. They're doing a Mini Revival to raise money for children in need. There's limited amount of tickets. I think there's only 250 tickets available per day. There's still tickets available. It's in December, first week of December. So I'll be there representing Retro Collect. We'll be running a few competitions, some Mega Drive competitions. So look out for that.
Hmm.
It's going to have much of the same stuff, arcade machines, pinball machines, consoles, just general fun.
Yeah, like I said, I think I saw at least two new released pinball machines because we just had, 3 months ago now, we had Game Warp, and they just released like a new X-Men, I think a Harry Potter, and something with demons, and yours I think was a demon one they just released. So, I mean, did you play any of them, or you just looked at them?
No, I mean, I'm not really big on pinball. If it was a machine free I was passing, I'd have a quick go. But pinball's never been really my thing.
Yeah, it's not my thing. I just like seeing the ball go clink, 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 and I love the machine. But that one is my favorite, so.
I mean, but for the course of the weekend, they were rammed. There wasn't much of a wait for anything, not at all, but it was hugely popular, as you would expect.
What was the most exotic game that was there, or console that was there? Because I saw you had a lot of almost everything.
I saw a white Atari Jaguar.
Oh. Was it legitimate?
White Atari Jaguar. I had a chat to the guy and he told me it was... Oh, what did he say? I can't remember now. I'm sure I have a picture of it somewhere. Well, yeah, I had that, which was kind of cool. That's but yeah, he was only there for one day.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say so you can't really remember what made it special. I mean, like, how was it? You know, because I've seen. Go ahead.
It played exactly the same, but it was just white. It was just they're quite rare, I think. Well, really rare. So.
Yeah, because I saw on one of my other forums, I can't remember what it was, but one guy had his Sega Genesis. Converted to being white, but then there was this one gentleman, I think he's in the UK with you guys, I'm not sure. I can flip this video for you, but he got a legitimate, what's the thing called when they hand them out? Like, not swag, but not a developer's unit, but when you're there and they give away a handful of them, well, he got a white one, and they're very, very, very rare. you know.
Yeah,
I think
it might have been something like that. I'm sure he said it was. I'm sure he mentioned something about being a part of a dental equipment or something like that. It was really weird. I have to have a look at it.
Yeah, man, I heard something about that some time ago, that Toyota Jaguars were being used as
dentist equipment
or part of computers.
Yeah, I'm sure he said that. Yeah, I'm sure it's part of the dental equipment.
Yeah, because I know one system is like was only released in airplanes
I'm just Googling dental Atari Jaguar now. It's there. There's a video on YouTube as well. It comes
really?
Up. If you Google dental Atari Jaguar, it's on there, and that's the console that I saw. It's the white version of the Atari Jaguar. That was the weirdest thing I saw on weekend.
Oh, yeah, I see it. Wow. See, I've never even heard of that before.
There we go. After the Atari and the Jaguar died, a medical equipment maker bought up the injection molds for the system. Okay. Yeah, so there you go. That was it. Obviously, he'd got a hold of one and converted it back to a gaming machine. So.
That's still kind of neat. That makes me, I want a Jaguar just because of, nostalgia and for Alien versus Predator, but that's really all I want it for. You know?
Yeah, that's the one game I've not got. I want to get Alien vs. Predator. I quite like that game.
Yeah, because that game was hot. It scared me so much. That's why I said I'll pass on it, because back then I was very, squeamish. So, but that's pretty neat. That's real neat. I did not know that. Now that I know, I must collect.
There it is. I see. It shows you a picture of one, what it looks like on the wall as part of the dentist equipment. That's so weird, isn't it? Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
So have a look now.
It's the second image in there. It's attached to the wall. It's got like something attached to it, a toothbrush or something. That's really cool. But yeah, he obviously got a hold of one of them and converted it back into a gaming machine. And that's
I've seen one of those before. I always thought, I was like, that looks so familiar. And I was like, is that from the movie Alien? I saw one of those before, and I just couldn't, with it's positioned like that, it does not look like an Atari Jaguar unless you know it. Now I know it, so it's like, no wonder it looks so familiar.
I thought he mentioned it was something part of a dental equipment. I was really confused when he told me, but oh, there you go now, yeah. But yeah, you had one there, it was really cool.
Yeah, that is neat.
So, yeah, I gather that. Quite rare. I don't know.
So, did you actually get to look at his unit, or you just gazed at it and say, oh, cool, a white Jaguar, and then you just start talking, or?
No, I asked him what it was, and he said, it's a Atari Jaguar. I think there's actually a picture of the one that he brought on. Yeah, but I played on it as well, yeah. And obviously, he had a ROM cart, and he played on it, and yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, that is very cool. Do they have a controller? Was the controller also converted, or just...
They custom arcade stick.
Oh, okay.
Which was white also, which is really cool. But yeah, it's good. So there you go, white Atari Jaguar.
Yeah, I guess you wouldn't be able to find too many of those.
No, that's why it's probably almost like a rare, but that is really nice, though.
Because of his dental equipment from the mid-90s, and we're in the 2010 period at the minute, 2010s, I should say. It's unlikely that many dental hospitals will still have one, but who knows? Tantone might find one somewhere.
Yeah, that's the one thing that caught my eye, console-wise. They had loads of consoles there, and again, you could just walk up and play them, and we're at Retro Collect, we ran 50 odd competitions over the 2 days. Mm. So it's really cool.
Was was any SNK stuff there at all?
Yeah, what did we do? We ran a Marvel vs. Capcom competition.
That was a
good competition. SNK stuff, yeah, there's lots of Neo Geo consoles to put. All the handheld.
Oh, handheld too? Oh, wow. Yeah. I don't think I saw any of that in the pictures.
So. You could buy some. Looks good. Good, yeah. Really cool. Yeah. Hmm.
Any Atari links?
I can't remember, but I'm sure there was.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I'm sure there was.
Yeah, I'm very thankful.
Yeah. And what we had on the over the weekend, we ran competitions like the Nintendo World Championship competition. We ran that competition off a repro cart for the NES, which is cool. Loads of other stuff. I mean, it's too many to mention. Sega Rally competition, which I won. And yeah, other cool stuff.
Mm.
There we go. And then once the event finished, we just headed over the road to the Namco Arcade. And that was a really good game that I played, and I don't know what it's called now, but it's in the arcade, and it's a sit-down shooter. You wear 3D glasses, you've got like this double-handed hand cannon, and you play it. It's like a zombie kind of game, and the 3D is fantastic. Mm-hmm. The 3D is excellent on it, really is.
Mm.
Zombie 3D arcade game. I don't know what it's called though. I'm trying to.
Cool.
Yeah, I didn't play too many zombie games except for what? That Carnival and House of the Dead, and that's really all I know about arcade zombies.
I'm trying to find it, find what it's called, but I'm not sure what it's called. I can't remember. I'm going to work. Go and tell Hannah. Go and tell Mummy then. Go and tell Mummy. Oh, kids. anyway.
But, I saw how some people were dressed up in cosplay. Did y'all have cos acting there? Because I saw some girl, and they're going to do something, but because whoever was photographing, they were photographing just about everything.
There was loads of people dressed up in cosplay. Loads. It was very popular. I mean, last year, they had a competition. There was talks as well. People were doing talks on cosplaying and things like that, and yeah, it's really good. And there's loads of developers there as well, and loads of old retro artists and developers, and yeah, it was really good.
Oh, man, that was nice, because I was like saying, like, a lot of people showed up, you know, all over. So, but I mean, did you meet any new, other clubs?
No, not really. We just stuck together and, got through the weekend through a combination of beer and gaming, which is fantastic.
Hmm. Yeah, it looked a lot of fun. I like the first pictures, I guess, when everybody was still setting up before y'all actually let the public come in, where it was like, all the screens are turned on, and it's like, wow, that's when I want to be there before everybody else gets there, because I can play before.
Yeah, we pre-routed on a Friday night, and we got set up. We were obviously setting up the arcade machines, and yeah, I mean, it was a very popular day. Last year, I think, we had about 5,000 visitors per day, so I'm sure they probably equaled that or more.
Okay. That's good. But yeah, I like how you showed a lot of that stuff. They have a lot of Savage stuff for sale. I couldn't believe I saw that.
Yeah, loads of dealers. Some of them were a bit cheaper than others. But yeah, I picked up a couple of bargains. Missile Defense 3D for the Sega Master System.
Oh, wow.
Picked that up for £10, which was the bargain. But I haven't got the 3D glasses yet, so...
Yeah, I don't know. I still want to get a Sega Master System with the 3D. I mean, I really just want to experience it, you know. Because if I know if I start playing it again, I'll just get into most of the games that they had that I never beat. So.
Yep, yeah, really cool. Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Anyway.
Stuff, yeah, hopefully next year I'll be able to go. I mean, it was meaning to go this year, but for one reason or another, just haven't been able to. So I'll save some money up to come and sort of set it aside. hopefully, so fingers crossed, next year I'll come with you guys.
Oh, yeah, you'll love it.
Yep. And Warren, if you ever get a chance to come over, you can always tag along with us as well.
Oh, I wish I could, because, I mean, I wish I could jump to those pictures, because they had a lot of stuff that I know I would love to get my hands on, you know, and I was like, wow, it's like almost an abundance. You know, here we have, don't get me wrong, we have a lot of stuff here, but most stuff you see at our trades, I will admit, you'll see more stuff like Super Nintendo, old Nintendo, and Sega Genesis, well, if you're lucky, kind of, because, you know, I guess I want to say the super hardcore collectors, they show real quick and they swoop down like vampires. And then if you didn't get it before they got it, you're not getting anything, you know, like hard to find stuff, you know. So, but yeah, I like all the diversity, because here we don't really, you know, Saturn, if you see something, you know, it might be the same game you've seen, like a 50, you know, you can go almost anywhere and get it almost anywhere, you know. So, but yeah, but that'd be nice. So what's next?
Well, I think we'll just cover one of the topics I've put down for today, and then the next one we'll save till next time. So, we'll probably go with the first one, making something simple complex. So this is like in general terms, not just with the game, but like with technology-wise, making something that's relatively simple, or should be simple, and then making it complex, such as... with YouTube recently, with the Google Plus thing, because as Google owns YouTube at the moment, they're using a so-called social network feature on Google, and almost forcing YouTube users to actually use Google Plus if they haven't got it already.
Yeah. I'm experiencing that right now. I don't like it.
So. Yeah, I've been on YouTube for a while, to be brutally honest.
Yeah, don't come back for a while, because I'm telling you, I wasn't complaining at first, because I did have some issues trying to upload the video, and then all of a sudden people start complaining, and you know, I'm like, why are they complaining? Like, hey, everybody, you used to change. We've been through this like what, 3 or 4 times already, so get used to it. Well, I went to upload a video, an important video. And it wouldn't let me upload it. It will give me the little, you know, the what's that thing called? A giant link with letters and numbers in it. You know, basically, it's, hey, you can't do this right now. We're working on it. We'll be back. You know, and I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding me. While some people, they could still upload. So, you know, I was like, oh. So right now, what I was trying to do is actually, my site has been hit with some malware right now. I learned that as of this morning, and that's what I was doing. You know, that's why I was like saying, okay, he has my, you know, Nick has my iMessage, so you can message me. You know, if we're gonna do it today or not? You know, and I didn't click on yes yesterday because I did not use my computer at all yesterday, because I don't know if you look at my feed, but I've been posting like random. Photos and stuff that I was cleaning up all my paper files and stuff like that, so it took me all day to do that. I got the majority of 80% of it done and have about 20% more to do, but I'm gonna wait till next weekend to do that. But my other side of my room is really clean now, so that's awesome. But I came back this morning and your site has been attacked by malware. So
nice.
Yeah, so that I called my hosting and they told me, well, GoDaddy, and they told me what was going on, and they told actually I've been hit some base injection or something like that, which I've heard before, and you know, I'm a web designer. I know of it. I don't know it, if I can say it like that. And I went in and I saw the code. I removed it, but because Google now has blacklisted me, I said, forget it. I'm just going to leave CMSs alone. I can build my site and everything by hand, and that's what I'm doing. So I'm making a temporary page. And I'm going to try to get the spiders to come visit me and automatically get me off their blacklist without contacting them to see what happens. Because there won't be any logic for them to, okay, well, you're not using any coding except for pure HTML. Like, yes. So, you know, as I've tried so many different things because people suggested it. But with Google doing what they're doing with YouTube, I can't... how can I say this? I have about 6 different accounts on YouTube, and you know, one for gaming, one for me, another for my actual gaming channel, which, you know, it's no biggie. It's like, I don't really share it too much. I want people to find themselves. And then I have one that I don't really share with anybody, and no one knows it's me. So I'm trying to log in under my gamer account for my site, and now it says, oh, you want to add this? I'm like, no, I don't want to add that. So that's where I'm getting a little pissy. So, if I could say that.
Yeah, by all means, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see. If this side of America is blown to bits, I'm sorry. But I'm going to explode, and it's not good. I just throw my hands up and say, you know what, I'm sorry. You know, I'll just shut my stuff down, and I guess I'll be here. I mean, which is not a bad trade-off for me, because I don't do any work anymore. Yay! So that's the easy way out. You know. So, but what do you think of it? I mean, have you logged in lately?
I'm still logged in so I can check out other people's videos. I mean, I've only uploaded like a couple of videos in the last couple of months, so I haven't been using YouTube that much. But it's my main source of uploading content, other than with the podcast stuff. But with actual video sizes, it's still like a main source. And if there's another source I could use, I'll probably use that. But I can't think of one off the top of my head that'll be like a useful one to use, because I still want to put videos out there for people to watch, and then want to have to like restrict it to people who can't access it or anything like that.
Yeah, I post all my stuff unlisted, you know, because sometimes I make mistakes and stuff, especially like, you know, what's the thing called, not annotations, but overlaying writing. I might have a word wrong sometimes, and granted, it may take me an hour to upload it, and that's why I try to proofread all my stuff before I upload it now when I do that. You know, I've gotten better at it, but you know, when you're in a rush and you're doing other stuff, it's like, oops, you know, I forgot Mary ran to store. No, Mary ran to the store. You know, so, you know, and some people, they don't get as mad like it used to really, everybody used to like, oh my gosh, can you spell right? Like, oh boy, I cannot believe I did that, you know, so, but yeah, but I don't like what, I mean, I understand why they're doing it. Nobody wants to use Google Plus because no one has a use for it, you know, if you're a kid, yeah, it's awesome, it's free, but, you know, we have Facebook, we have Twitter, we have this. You know,
I do have a Google Plus account, but I don't use it. I'm in a few circles, but all my content I have is on Facebook. Or, I mean, Twitter's the main thing I use anyway, so.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I just don't tend to use it.
Yeah, I don't use it either, and somehow I have Will Wheaton. I guess it's the real Will Wheaton, because all his information lines up. I'm like, I don't remember. I mean, I don't mean to sound mean, but I'm like, I don't even remember adding you to my circle. So, you know.
Do you know what? He's on mine as well, and I never added him.
So, I don't know who he is, if he's a real Will Wheaton, because the information looks real. I haven't said, oh, hey, I really like you or anything like that, because I don't know if he's real or not. Because I've had some people who are like, oh, you know, I'm just their assistant. I'm not really them, but I'm representing them. Yes, I am. So, you know, don't tell me anything personal that you want to tell them, because I don't relay messages to them. I'm like, okay. You know, so. But, yeah. So, if he's in yours, then that must mean either he's a bug or he's not real. So, I mean, that's how I take it. I don't believe it's the real him.
Is it on my Google Plus? Oh, it might be on my Tumblr account, actually. I don't know. But I don't remember following him. I don't use Tumblr either. There's too many.
No, I don't. Yeah, it's too much.
I just the only thing I use for Tumblr is I link it into my Instagram account, and that's it.
Yeah, I think I have a Tumblr. Now you said Instagram, I like, I forget. I made an Instagram for Titu's Quest, and that's as far as I went with it. Because I was, well, before me became friends on Facebook, I used to post a lot of pictures of food. And my friends would get all mad and go like, why do you take pictures of food? Stop doing that. Well, I've been seeing if food is good, I take a picture of it. If it looks pretty, I take a picture of it. It's like a flower, you know. It's not saying, hey, look what I'm eating. No, it's like, hey, this steak looks pretty, or hey, look, here's a bowl of Doritos. They look nice, don't they? You know, whatever. So I quit doing that, and I was like, forget it. I'll share whatever I want on my thing. If you don't like it, just close it or whatever. You know, I'm not, you know. you know, if I show chin, if I show bones, okay. But yeah, it's something, I don't know. I don't like it. I'm going to say that. I'm going to say it like that. It's something new, and I didn't like the last changes. I dealt with it because it doesn't, as long as it doesn't bother me in my uploading routine, I'm good. But this here does bother me because I don't want people outside of my Facebook knowing my real name and real information and stuff like that. You know, granted, my website is warrengalloway.net, yeah. You know, but I don't, how can I say this? I don't really know how to say it. I'll say it like this, and maybe this might make sense to you or, all right, you're familiar with the Smurfs, right?
Brilliant with the what?
Smurfs.
Oh, yeah, Smurfs, yeah.
Okay, I feel like a Smurf, and I feel like if, you know, if Google circles or, you know, friend circles and Google, YouTube and everything puts your real name out there, then all these marketers are going to swoop down on you, and they've done this before because I made a fake account once, and I mailed this place, and they said, oh, we don't sell your information, and I deliberately made a mistake in my name when I signed up, and they're the only ones that had that. And guess what arrived in the mail next week? An advertisement for art programs. I was so angry. I was so angry. Now, and I've also had to, like, protect all my accounts from all this spam that I'm not, you know, I'm not wanting or, you know, desiring. So that's what I'm more afraid of. So I feel like if they connect all that stuff together, your real name pops up, some marketer who's going through scooping up all these names now, they don't need to buy from anyone else. They can just go to YouTube, Twitter, Tumblr, whatever. Capture your real name, find it, and they say, you know, you're getting all this junk mail mailed to your email box and to your physical mailbox that you don't even want, and a tree has died for no reason. And that's my problem with that. You know, at first it's okay. You know, you got 4 or 5 pieces of mail. But when you go check your mail and you got 17 pieces of mail, and it's all junk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not a good feeling. I mean, I'm not super green, don't get me wrong, but if I didn't request it, don't send me, you know, don't send me a piece of paper that a tree died for, even if it's recycled, you know. But yeah. So do you have any of you access YouTube with your mobile devices lately?
I have, yeah.
And how is it working?
Still working all right. I mean, as far as I know, I'm not connected to Google Plus on that, but...
What do you mean by that?
Well, as far as I know, I haven't really signed up to Google Plus, so I have put in another username.
Oh.
So far I haven't had any problems on there, thankfully, fingers crossed, but... I know YouTube's a free service, Google's a free service, and they get the money from advertisements. I get that and understand that, but the ways in which they're making such bad decisions for no real reason is just baffling. I mean, if it was an optional thing to do Google Plus, and then you got these extra features if you did sign up, then... That's fair enough, but don't take away features that already exist for the sake of making you sign up to do the things you normally do.
Yeah, exactly. I don't use it. I have no reason to use it. I have people who are sending me invites for friendship. I'm like, oh, that was 3 years ago. I don't really talk. I talk to you face-to-face. I don't talk to you online. You know, that's why everybody who asks me for invites. I don't really, I mean, it's there. I don't use it. But now I'm on guard to keep people out that I don't want in. So it's kind of, you know, because I don't know. You guys know Alpha Omega Don, right? I mean, sorry, Alpha Omega Sin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know of him, yeah.
Yeah, like somebody made a fake account of him. And I'm like, hey, Bill, I mean, because that's his real name. No, he's not in the group. I don't think I've added him or not. Because he's not really, he's active in his own little group. I was like, I'm like, okay, and it says something really weird in the profile. So I was like, hey, Bill, is this you? It's like, nope, that's not me. I was like, oh, okay, because this person, whoever it was, they were trying to impersonate him, saying some crazy stuff that it wasn't harmful or anything, but they were using his image, you know? So, but I don't know. I mean, I hope they do something. But the only thing I'm going to say about this that actually happened before this, one of my clients did not have Google, a Google email to his Yahoo, to his YouTube account, which means someone went and registered his name in Google, and now he can't upload videos to his account because he doesn't have that Google email address attached to it. So, you know, I don't even know how to respond to that, really.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't at all. But I remember when I was doing something, it forced me to get WarrenGOnline at gmail.com, which it looks very weird. I never give that email address out because I never check it, so I kind of check it after we get off this thing here. But I don't know. Since we don't upload, see, I don't upload often, but I just recently uploaded before and during this changeover. But like you said, we should have options to say yes or say no. I'd say no.
Exactly. I mean, if it's something we want to do, fair enough. We do it. But if not, that should be our own decision. And
exactly.
I mean, that's our conversation with the consoles. It's up to us whether we get the Xbox One or the PS4. So, and it should be our choice if we use the online service or not. But then that goes into another debate. But
I mean, with YouTube, it gives you the option. I mean, now it says I'm logged in as Gaz Backhouse. But and then it used to give me the option just to log back in with my old name. I don't know. Yeah. I don't think I can do that anymore. I don't know. Hang on.
Watch out. That's very tricky. It's a trick to it. My friend who did it, he figured it out. It took him like 2 hours to figure it out. He didn't tell me how he did it, but I think it's a glitch in the system. But
I'll find out. Well, let me sign back in.
Yeah, because it put my real name on my videos, and I did not want that.
Sign in to continue to YouTube. See, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
It let me sign in with my YouTube name. Now it won't let me do that.
Yeah, be careful now. Yeah, be careful now because that is so.
Oh. Here we go. I use YouTube as. I'm going to use YouTube as my name. It gives me the option then to use YouTube as me or my old YouTube name, so I can just use my old YouTube name. Oh, that's fine. As long as it gives me options to use one or the other, that's good.
Yeah, exactly. I want my default, my tag, WarrenGOnline, WarrenGOnline.
Yeah, it gives me the option to use it as Lost Ruin, so that's fine. That's all I want.
Right.
Yeah, just have a look at one of my recent uploads for the October pickups, and I've noticed I can't reply to any comments. I mean, there's one comment I've replied to over about a week ago, but now there's another comment there which I can't reply to. So unless I sign up to Google Plus, it looks like I can't reply to comments, which is ridiculous, really, because I'm supposed to communicate with the community if you can't actually comment on reply to anything.
You know what to do. Google Plus it. It's gonna see. This is me. I mean, I'm honestly, really, I'm putting on my I don't care mode right now because Nona would be really, really ticked. I said, you know what? Forget it. I'll just shut all my stuff down. You know, I'll just code my stuff and upload to my server, and then if you want to watch it, then you come to my website and you watch it. I just won't be getting any. I mean, because I'm not getting paid for this anyway, so it doesn't really matter. But I do like when people leave comments. I do like that. But since they did that that update back in what 2000, I want to say 10 or 11, all my views have dropped dramatically. You know, I normally would get about what 75 to 120 hits in one day, and that's with me not sharing. You know, now I'm lucky if I get 2 hits in a month. So, but except for my Killer Instinct one, they found that one, but those are all people who I did not know, and they did not know me. So, but they found that, and I got like 200 and some change, and that, what's that thing, not Mega Man, Mighty, oh goodness, I'm sorry, my brain just went blank. Yeah, I was gonna say that, but I was like, is it Mighty Number 9? Well, Mighty Number 9, because I lazily tweeted my video to the dev, you know, I was just doing it saying, hey, here's some artwork. I didn't think they were going to share it with everybody, but it only got like 800 hits, you know, which is, you know, pretty good, but I really didn't want them to see that. I just did it to say, hey, look, you know, not, hey, look, share, you know, the one I wanted to see that I should have shared that one instead if I knew they were going to do that, you know, but yeah, I don't like it. I don't like Google's new algorithms and stuff as usual. I'm used to those though, but we'll see what happens. I really think they're just trying to get everything stuck into one bucket so they can start major marketing with corporations is what I think they're going to try to do. And they're going to kill YouTube is what's going to happen. So that's what's going to happen. YouTube is the sparkle that brought us to YouTube is going to be pushing so many people away from it.
Yeah, because I'm sure there's plenty of sites now which you can share videos on. I mean, I think there's Blip. That's one example. Which you can upload your own videos on that and on your own websites and so on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's one site that actually I haven't done it yet, but one of my a person I'm following, he's not exactly my friend, but it's called Patreon.com, and it's kind of like Kickstarter, but for videos. You make a video, and if somebody likes it, they can donate money. So, mm-hmm. You can give $1 per video. You can put goals. Like, if you give me, like, well, one of my, the person I'm following, he's an atheist. So, you know, he has a nice little cult following. And then he goes, well, if you give me $500, I'll come to your house and talk about whatever you want to talk about, you know. So, which, you know, I think he's just being funny, but I know he. That's what I'm looking at now. You know, I don't like the layout too much. But I don't know. I'm looking at Discus to see how I'm gonna integrate that into my new site when I finish with it, so I can leave comments. But nobody leaves comments because I think they're afraid of basically what I'm going through right now, malware. So, you know, I don't know. We'll see in the next 3 years what happens to YouTube. I think that'll be a defining moment.
Yeah. Okay. Because I thought I would have made enough money just on the advertisements as it is, because you have the option to include adverts in your videos or at the bottom of the videos, which you can watch whenever. I mean, only have ones at the beginning of my videos, but that's something I might remove because it's supposed to give me some sort of income as well. But
yeah,
I've not got a penny from.
Yeah, I know.
Since it started, so which is not what it's about. If it was something extra that might help me along to make the videos better, then I would have used it for that, because I wasn't expecting like a lot, but I don't know. It might be something I'd end up getting rid of entirely because I don't see.
What's that, advertising on your channel?
Yeah.
You need to be hitting loads and loads and loads and loads of views to even make anything of them.
Yeah. I'm gonna look and see. I'm looking at Retro Nick right now if I can. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm just.
Yeah. So it's something I'll get rid of because it's not doing me any favors. I'm sure it's not doing people watch my videos any favors having to skip every time they watch the video when they watch one of my new videos or any of my older videos. It's probably something I'll consider getting rid of if it's nothing that's if it's not doing me any good and not doing anyone else any good. So
yeah, exactly. That's how I was thinking too. I mean, it claims that I made money and stuff like that, and I'm like, no, I haven't. It says I make about $100 a month. I'm like, no, I don't. If I do, then where's my money? You know, I can use it. Yeah, because see, like right now, it says Mr. Retro Nick makes 67 cents to $8 a month, and, well, it says you make $96 a year.
Which I've not seen a penny of that or a cent.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless you're getting tens of thousands of views per video, you're not going to see a penny. I guarantee it. It'll cost them more. Send them you 67 pence per month, then it would. It would.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I mean.
It costs them per transaction, doesn't it? So it's going to cost them at least $1 for them to send you that money. So yeah. It's no point in them doing it.
Yeah. And also, I noticed that your grade is, your username has been here since 2011, and it says your total grade is TBD, which I don't, to be what, dated? To be what?
No idea.
Yeah, all I'm looking on Social Blade, that's what I'm looking at. But like mine, I can't believe I'm on rank C. My total grade is a C. It claims I'm making $3 to $31 a month, and I'm making $372 a year. Like, I've never seen that money. I mean, it's not much, but I'll take it. So, you know. But see, also, I mean, that's the reason why they said there's like multiple partner programs, which, you know, I don't know. I became partner with YouTube back in 2009. At that time, I had, I think, 120 subscribers, I think. But like I said, I think on the last podcast, the podcast before that, this is way before Street Fighter 4 was announced. And I thought Street Fighter, you know, all fighting games were dead. You know, it was back in 2006, 2007. And I just uploaded a game rant. And that's how my site was born, you know, from that. But ever since Street Fighter's been out, a lot of my views have dropped a lot. So, you know, so I guess, you know, everybody wanted Street Fighter. It came out, they got their fill, and they left, you know. So, but I don't know. I don't know. I guess whatever the next big thing is, you know, this hope is open source. I don't really care. I mean, I don't mind things being free, but if I'm going to pay for it, I do want it to be quality, you know, because we're talking about Google and YouTube. So have y'all seen any of those paid channels yet on YouTube?
To pay to watch your channel now.
No, never seen anything like that. They're not doing that, are they?
Yeah, the big people have already got it. One of my people I like a lot has it. Ed Norton, I think he had a channel about peace or something like that. Like, if you want to watch the rest of the video, it's $7.99. I'm like, no, I don't think so. Click. So, you know, YouTube was for sharing, and that's what it's all about. I mean, adding this money thing to it, I don't want to say this in the wrong way, because I'm not sorry that regular people get more views than big-time music stars and movie stars. I'm not going to say I'm sorry. These people who work on YouTube who get all those hits, yeah, some of them are fads, you know, like the piano cat and stuff like that, but yeah. That's a fad that's there going to be there for a while. You know, yeah, what was that dance? Not the Hall of Shape, but the dance before that. That was a fad. Came and went. You know, they got their hits, you know, Gundam style. And the ironic thing about Gundam was me and my friend just, it already had like, I want to say like 40 million views when we watched it the night before it went worldwide for some reason. You know, we just happened to watch it. And the next day, everybody's like, have you seen Gundam style? I'm like, yeah, we just watched that last night. Oh, it's all the rage. And it's like, seriously? You know, and it came out like a year prior, you know. So, but we don't know what made it so popular, you know. But I don't know.
I don't know. Hopefully YouTube get their act together. I mean, if there's enough hate on it, then maybe they'll reverse it like Microsoft did with the Xbox One policies at a time. But who knows?
It depends. Well, if it's making them money, then they're not going to do anything.
Yeah, exactly. If it's making money, they don't care. Complain all you want. And that's how,
that's
how people like to say, well, that's the thing of business. I mean, that's the reason why I'm broke. Yes, I do have business, but if I thought, okay, my rules of business is I'm going to listen to what you say. I'm going to try to give you the best service I can give you. No matter if you give me attitude, I'm going to give you the best service. I'm following what you said. Now, at the end of it, once you've signed up on it, I'm done. Don't turn around 20 minutes later and say, oh, well, it's a tad late for that. I mean, but YouTube, I mean, I wish they would just give us all options. And they should, just like Microsoft with the Xbox One presentation, what they started off with, the original presentation, I was fine with that. As long as I have my own profile where I know, hey, I'm going to be sent, when I get finished playing this game, I'm going to be sending this to Gaz to play over in the UK. It's not region locked, so I'm going to send that to him. I don't want it where, okay, well, you can't send that to him now because it's DRM protected. He needs to buy the game again. Well, what's the point of me buying it to give to him later then? You know, but I would love to have have a profile. They could have said, hey, we have this profile for like $70. We have this profile for the standard $60. We have this profile that's $40. And we have this other profile that's free. and the free and the 40, you can use your disc on any console. But say, for some reason, Nick says, you know what? I'm going to be getting all my games for free. If you guys want to play these games with me for free, you need to get this account. Okay, we sign up for like 3 months. Now we have access to all of his digital games, and then we get reverted back after 3 months, back to our old account, and back to playing our disc games, you know? So that's how they could have fixed that easily. But because they want to rob us, that's how I look at it. Basically just robbing us, you know? They kind of pushed me out. I'm not even interested in any of the new consoles because of that, you know? Because Sony was going to do that too, you know? And, you know, they're not getting the heat like Microsoft, but it's kind of like, if you guys want to treat me like this, and I've been with you since 1989, you know, I shouldn't say them, but the third-party companies, and they allowed this to happen, you don't need my business anymore. I'll chew what I want to chew when I feel like it now. That's why I'm pushing the Ouya, you know. So I want to push the Wii a little bit more. But I really doubt that YouTube is gonna, like Gaz said, I really doubt YouTube is gonna make a 160. I really doubt that. But I hope they do, but
well, it's just something you have to wait and see. I mean, it depends how much people take offense to it or decide, you know, there's plenty of other sites out there. I can even start my own if I wanted to. So I mean, it's something we just have to wait and see. But the bottom line is, if it's something simple to begin with, don't make it complex unless it's something that's optional and interests us in generally. Don't force us into something we might not want to do.
Right.
Because then you'll lose users that way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Sure will. Yeah.
Alright, so what's next?
Okay, so shall we go on to what we've been watching recently?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay, anyone want to start?
I'll go first this time because I always go fast. Well, actually, as of today, I just watched Olympus Falls, which I was surprised it was on Netflix. And I've been watching Bones, that they got a new season on Netflix for that.
Yeah, season 8 some, isn't it now?
Yeah, exactly. And I missed a few episodes, so I'm loving that right now, as you know, because I'm watching on TV live also. And I didn't mention it, but every time we talk, because I forgot, I was watching Sons of Anarchy, and they just put season 5 on there too also. It's kind of rough. I mean, normally, I'm not really into that kind of stuff, but I love Ron Perlman, and I love Peggy Bundy. I'm sorry, I have to say her name.
Katie Siegel, yeah.
Yeah, Katie Siegel. Yeah, because ever since I learned she was Leela, when I look at Leela, I hear Leela, but if I try to close my eyes and go look, I hear Peggy. I watched The Sons of Anarchy, and I didn't know if some of my friends actually watch it. Like, yeah, when's the next season coming out? I don't know, because I'd never even heard of it until I just happened to see Ron Perlman's name, and I was like, oh, you know. But those are the only things I'm really watching those are the things I'm really watching that are like, you know, everybody knows about. I watched another movie called Intouchables. I watched that. It's in French. It's on Netflix. It's really good.
Yeah,
really
I've seen that. It's supposed to be really, really good.
It is.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm going to watch that.
Yeah, I won't spoil it. I'm going to say something, but I'm like, nope, I'll stop. But it's very humorous, and, you know, it's good. It's good.
It's about a paraplegic guy, isn't he?
Yeah.
His friends, his carer. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to watch that.
Yeah, so. And I think that's it, really, for me.
Well, I watched. I went to a fireworks display recently. Now, at that display, they had a tabletop sale. And I found season 1 of Falling Skies. Now, I paid £50 for it. I've never heard of it. It's got Noah Wiley in it. And it's about survivors of an alien invasion.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. Really cool. I'm just watching season 2 now on eBay. So I can watch it some more.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, Falling Skies, have a look at that. I've been trying to see if it's on Netflix or anything like that. It's not on any of the streaming sites, so I'm going to have to get it on DVD. So yeah, I quite enjoyed the first season, so.
Yeah, it was hot. I watched the first few episodes of it, and I got lost. But they had some good special effects, you know. I really like that.
I've also been watching Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah.
And season 4 now, are we? Is it 4?
Mm, yeah. Well, I think so, yeah. I've
just watched the third episode of that, so...
I still need to watch that, because I've only seen the first two episodes of the first season, so...
Of what?
The Walking Dead.
You've never watched The Walking Dead?
I've watched the first two episodes, but for some reason just haven't got back to it. I watched them back to back.
All you've watched? Two episodes?
Two episodes.
And that's it.
That's
it. Oh my God. Get off this podcast right now. That's a disgrace.
Yes, it is a disgrace. He picked at you for not playing the game, and now he hasn't even watched the TV show.
It's on Netflix. It's on US Netflix anyway. I don't know if it's on. It's on. I don't know. It's on Sky Plus on demand if you've got that as well. You know, it's all on there. So, yeah, I've watched that. What else have I been watching? Oh, Don't Trust the Bitch in Apartment 23. I've been watching that. That's quite a funny little program. So I'm watching that at the moment.
Which one was it?
Don't Trust the Bitch in Apartment 23.
What is that about?
It's good. It's I'm trying to think what it is now. What it's about. It's good though. It's funny. It's good fun. Look it up.
I got to post it on Facebook. It's what's her name from Breaking Bad. What's her name? Kristen Ritter.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
wow. Her. Is she from the UK?
No, she's American.
Oh, she is?
She's the bitch in Apartment 23, and she's got a roommate, and it's all about them. And also James Van Der Beek's in it, but he's playing himself, like an egotistic version of himself, which is really funny.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, it's cool. So watch that. It's on Netflix.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, let me add that now. I got to see that. I like her. So, yeah, I didn't know that. Cool.
So, yeah, that's another one I'm watching, catching up on. What else I'm watching? I've been watching a load really. Oh, Kentucky Fried Zombies. Like a B-movie zombie thing. It's terrible. It's terrible. I got it from Computer Exchange for 75 pence. I bought it for 75 pence. We'll give it a go. I wasted 75 pence. <It's horrible.
laughs> Well, at least you got it, you know.
Oh, yeah. I've got through half. It, basically, the premise is a serial killer. He murders the waitress and the cook in this diner. Another couple come in, and then the two he murdered come back to life as zombies, and it's horrible. It's just stupid.
Yeah. Well, you've got a case for 75p.
I wouldn't recommend it, yeah. I wouldn't recommend it. I'm going to give it away, probably, to someone, and chat. Yeah, see if I can make up my 75 pence back. But I don't. And yeah, I thought I'll buy it. It was in the cheap section of Computer Exchange, and yeah, it's a good reason for it.
Yeah, I know. I've watched quite a few of those on Netflix, Werewolf versus Rock and Roll.
Yeah.
Something. It was something stupid. Yeah. My friend saw me. He was like, yeah, isn't that movie stupid? Like, yeah. And I watched it twice. So.
It is good, yeah. Sometimes you can find a gem, some of these zombie, or some of the indie movies. You can find a gem, in like a diamond in the rough, but no, not this one. This was definitely a lump of coal in the rough, yeah.
Yeah, boy. But, you know, sometimes I just laugh, especially the ones when they cut to the scene of a wall and you can tell they're throwing the blood on the wall, the corn syrup, yeah, whatever it is. Yeah. It's like, oh my gosh, are you gotta be kidding me. She had a cut on her arm and it's gushing pounds of blood, just gallons. And you come back and it's still a little cut.
But yeah, I think that's pretty much all I'm watching. I'm just watching the eBay. I'm watching eBay at the moment because there's an auction that's ending for the second season of Falling Skies. So I've got to watch that. It left on a bit of a cliffhanger, so I'm quite enjoying that. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I don't know. I'm sure I've watched other things as well. So, but I can't think what.
Good stuff.
Okay,
we'll go over quickly what I've watched because I haven't been watching too much recently. Watching a bit of The X Factor whenever it's on because I'm really not really into it anymore that much. So I only watch it if it's on, but if I'm doing something else, I don't really bother. Because it is getting to that point, it's just like the same thing over and over again, so it's just boring, so I don't even care anymore what happens. it's getting that bad.
Oh, wow.
What are we talking about? What are you talking about?
The X Factor.
He's not.
I don't watch that. It's reality shows are just horrible. First time they're on, first time Big Brother was on, I thought, oh, it's quite interesting. But then after 10 series, 10, thinking, well, I'm not even bothered watching this rubbish.
Yeah, that's true. Big Brother is now. I never got into Big Brother. I never understood what it's about. Yeah.
The first series of, I don't know, what is it called? Survivor, when that was on, that was quite interesting. But then after God knows how many series now, you're thinking...
Three.
Just give it a rest already. Yeah,
after series three, I think, three was mine. I was tired of it, you know. I mean, I like some reality shows, but I like more ad-lib than reality itself because reality sometimes is kind of boring. And then you have people who want to whine and complain like Nick is going to be talking about people... Oh, I came here because my mother is blah, 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 or my father, blah, 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 or my... You know what I mean? You feel bad for them.
All the sob stories. Yeah, this is what gets to me. After years and years, sob story after sob story after sob story.
And you want to feel bad after you hear when you hear them, and then after you hear the seventh one, you're like, okay, I come here to hear you sing. I don't need to hear that. Can you just do your bit? We say yay or nay, and you go. I know it sounds mean, but... You know, that's why I quit watching it here in America because, I mean, I feel bad for these people, but at the same time, it's like, oh my gosh, really? I come to sing for my blah, blah, blah because this is what they would want me to do. And then I just wish I was in the audience. I say, hey, if you think you can sing, go ahead, get a camera. Everyone has a camera phone and sing your song. Put it on YouTube. If you get a lot of views, guess what? You're qualified. If you don't get a lot of views, when I say a lot of views, I mean like 100,000 views on the first month. That gives everybody a chance. Because I know people get that many views in like a week. But you know what I mean. You know, so, but, yeah.
Well, bear in mind, you have to be signed up to Google Plus to do that now.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Sucks. We'll go continue. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so just watching that, not really interesting. The other thing I watch is Downton Abbey, so that's the conclusion of series four is on tonight, so I watched it after the podcast. And I've watched the first Christmas film of the year, that's The Christmas Carol by George C. Scott, so trying to get me into this Christmas mood, because it's getting closer to Christmas now, so I've waited till after Halloween get that over the way, because I think... Wait for Halloween, we need to be done, and then get the Christmas stuff on the shelves and everything, but...
I was going to say, we celebrate Thanksgiving. What do you guys celebrate this month?
Wednesday. We don't... Yeah, that's... I mean, Thanksgiving is a big feast and things like that, isn't it? We don't do anything like that.
The
one thing that we celebrate is Guy Fawkes Day.
Guy Fawkes, there we go.
Yeah, on the 5th of November, yeah.
Yeah, celebrates the it was a plot to blow up the House of Commons or the Houses of Parliament.
Yeah, the Houses of Parliament,
Guy Fawkes, and it was thwarted. And we celebrate that by letting off fireworks and having bonfires and, that's what that is.
Okay, that's all I'm going to say. I'm going to say I know you don't have Thanksgiving because our Thanksgiving is based on lies and pilgrims. So
yeah. Well, that's, I mean, it was good. We took the kids to, like, the fireworks show. They really enjoyed it. And there was music there. And there was food there. There was tabletop sales there. Richard bought that DVD. I bought the first series of Falling Skies for 50 pence. That's how much it cost me. You know what I mean? Worth 50 pence for anyone's money. So, yeah, it's really cool. They have a raffle there as well where you can win a Christmas hamper. I mean, to get in, it costs, I think it was £12 for all four of us. Mm-hmm. Which is really cool. So, yeah, good. But, yeah, I mean, it's the only thing we celebrate in. We don't celebrate anything like Thanksgiving or anything like that because I don't know. Well, I mean, what is Thanksgiving? What are they giving thanks for? Is it from settlers? Is it something to do with settlers?
Yeah, the pilgrims and the Indians, when everything was kosher and, you know, right, the pilgrims got helped by the Indians and, you know, because the pilgrims didn't know how to farm land and stuff like that. It was a new world. So the Indians ended up helping them, and that was a great feast, basically called Thanksgiving. I'm leaving a lot of stuff, details out, but that's basically what it's about, you know.
So that's pretty much what we'll all be watching, really, other than your YouTube video. But I've been playing a few games this week. I mean, just a few, but the one in particular I've been playing a bit.
Which one?
It's Minecraft.
Oh, you've been playing? Okay.
Yeah.
My Xbox is I guess about kaputz because now I get red rings. I mean, I haven't played it since I think after I beat Mass Effect 3, and that was it, and I stopped. Because I tried to record the beginning of it, and all of a sudden my system goes, red. I'm like, whatever. So, you know. So you made progress? Go ahead.
Yes, I've been playing Minecraft, so I've been in a creative mode, making my own world. So I built my own fortress, and I built a flying dragon / alligator flying fortress nearby. And yeah.
So you scrapped our thingy?
Yeah. Well, I've just been doing like a creative world, so maybe when I go back in, if I do like the normal mode, I'll have access to like big fortress, and then I can just like do the mining I need to do, and then probably a cheap way of getting the actual achievements that way. But
well, I can help you with achievements anyway.
Yeah. So hopefully one of the nights, if you guys,
I mean, I can help you with achievements, especially the one with the pig and the saddle. That's quite a hard one. But then again, with Creative Node, all you have to do now is enter your world, grab a saddle, put it in a chest, and then if you go into like normal mode, it'll still be in the chest, and then so it's a lot easier. And plus, on my world, I've got the. We'll have to have a look, and we'll see what we can do.
Yeah, so if you're there one of the days, guys, and why don't if you get your Xbox fixed, maybe mess around on Minecraft for...
We're talking about Xboxes. I'm watching an Xbox. Well, there's an Xbox in my local computer exchange, cash converters, like a pawn shop type thing. And it's for £110. It's the Gears of War edition console.
£110?
I thought that's a bit of a bargain.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because I like Gears of War, but I mean, I've already got two Xbox 360s anyway, so.
Mhm.
But well, that's just the collector in me.
Yeah, I see that.
Was always not be nice to have a spare one, or if you ever do like an event.
I've already got a spare one. I've got the limited edition Halo 3 console.
Oh yeah.
Then I bought the slim one, and I don't use the Halo one anymore. But yeah, I do want the Gears of War one just for the collection. So that's kind of, I want to get that.
Well, you can always justify an extra spare console, couldn't you?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so I've been playing Minecraft and wasting a lot of time on Thursday playing that. So I've just been playing hours and hours. I think, okay, I'll just do this last bit and then I'll do something else and then then it's like, oh wait, I'll just do a bit more, and then I'll do a bit more, and then it's just, I don't know, it can be addictive sometimes if you don't.
Oh yeah, it's a pretty addictive game. Yeah, you'll think, oh, I'll just spend an hour on this, and then you look up and it's 3 hours later.
Yeah, so I've been playing that, supposed to be playing a bit more GTA, doing a couple more missions, and playing a bit online. It was a free moment, actually, because another player had a fighter jet, and they kept bombing me by the airport. So I actually got a fast car, and then he was on the runway, so thinking he was... the player thinking Kev was going to lift off before I got to him, and then I went so fast, hit his fighter jet, it blew up, and I was still alive, so I managed to get out of the car before that blew up as well. So that was an epic moment, actually. I wish I recorded that. Because he bombed me twice with the fighter jet, and then when he was about to lift off the third time, just like seize me, and then got him with a fast car. So that was a funny moment. Yeah. And the other game I've been playing is Animal Crossing still. Building up a town, and I've just recently got a TV screen in the town set up, and I'm starting on the police station now.
Got a what?
A police station.
Wow. Yes, I haven't played that now. I didn't play any this week at all. Well, last week, actually. I haven't played any of it. I did get coins for helping my friend not this past Saturday. Not yet. The Saturday before that, I took my DS with me, and I'll wait for my turn to tell that, but... Go ahead.
Yeah, so been playing a bit more of that, so paying off some of the bills and loans and trying to expand my house a bit more, so... Yeah, so I'm guessing I'll be playing that during the week as well, but hopefully I'll be able to play something else as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really about it, so over to you guys.
Well, now I've been playing, I've played a bit of Gears of War. Judgment. I've been helping out a friend complete the Insane campaign. There's an easy way to do it as well. I found like a trick to getting all the Insane stars in it. One person plays it on casual, and then they leave just before the end of the level, and then the person who's playing on Insane gets all the Insane stars, but all the person playing on casual does all the work. Very easy. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's kind of cool.
So yeah, you get to like 200 achievement points for it, for doing it on the Insane and getting all the Insane stars, so that's cool. And I didn't play much else, to be brutally honest. Oh, I've been playing a bit of Ridge Racer Unbounded as well. Love it. It's a great arcade racer. Fantastic.
Yeah, I saw that. You Raptor, I think, or one of your sites reported that.
Yeah, I think it's put it on Facebook or something like that, yeah. So yeah, I've been playing a bit of... I don't think I've been playing much else as well. Oh, Matt. No, I don't know. I've been buying games. I've been buying PSP games. I've decided at the moment I'm going to concentrate on getting PSP games for the collection. Up to 91 at the moment, so that's coming along quite nicely.
That's a good number.
Yeah.
This is a good time to actually...
They're all relatively cheap. I've been picking up the cheaper games at the moment. I picked up, six games over the weekend, which cost me probably less than £10, actually, so it's quite good. Can't argue with that. Yeah. I'm concentrating on that at the moment. There's 611 games. I don't know if I'm going for a full set, but I'm 15% of the way there. It'd be interesting to see if I ever get close to it. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm sure I've been playing something on my phone. Oh, I play Alpha Jax on my Windows phone as well. It's like a Scrabble type game, but you earn achievements of it. It's an Xbox game as well. Xbox Windows mobile game. So I've been playing that.
Good.
All right, then I guess I'm last. I haven't really been playing anything new. The last time we spoke, I finally finished off Mass Effect 3, and I made a video and uploaded that. I played Critter Crunch a little bit. Actually, I went over Beyond Two Souls because I wasn't really sure what it was about, but now I know. So now I need to pick that game up and actually play it. What else was there? I was playing one other game. I can't remember what it was. This game called Pushmo. I'm still playing that. I'm stuck on level, I'm not sure what, I'm on three, world three, but I'm on like level, I want to say 310, I think I'm stuck on. I can't figure that puzzle out right now. And on Ouya, there's a, I haven't played it yet, I downloaded it, but I was having some Wi-Fi connection issues for some reason, which is a first for the Ouya. But a game called Neon Shadow, which is a first-person shooter, which, you know, I'm not really into those. But it looks very interesting, and I want to play that. And I played a game called One Tap Hero, the demo, actually. It's a really great game. You need to try it out. It's like, the best way to explain it is kind of like Super Mario Brothers, but the only thing you can do is, okay. I'm sorry. I don't know, my friend, he waited all day to do this. It's kind of like Mario Bros., but the only thing you can do is jump. And your character automatically walks by themselves. And basically, you hit a wall, and it'll make you turn around. It has an arrow on it. It'll say, the wall will either say left or right. And when you hit the wall, you just turn around. And you have to navigate the stage and get all the coins and get the stars. And then basically navigate to your end point, which is where your girlfriend, if you get enough stars, which you need at least, I think, two, she'll turn back into her normal self. Otherwise, she remains like a white teddy bear like thing or something like that. It's very interesting. Caught me by surprise because it starts off very, very simple. And it's like, oh my gosh, they really make this game so simple. But once you get to level 5, it picks up and gets really, really good. I think it's an Android phone. I didn't check, but I saw it. I downloaded it. I love the graphics and I actually like it. So, but that's the only thing I'm playing right now.
Cool.
Oh, wait, there's nothing played that was on PlayStation Home last Sunday, remember one? What we could play of it anyway, because there were some compatibility issues with what places we can go to and that.
Oh, PS Home?
Yeah, PS Home, yeah.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah, that was cool. I wish I already recorded that. I mean, I recorded our audio, which I haven't sent to you yet, because I need to take it off my recorder. But, yeah, that was kind of messed up. I'm not sure why it wouldn't let me invite you to get your tiger thingy or send you a link to where to go get it for free, you know. So, but yeah, that was neat. I haven't been back since we played, though.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully, like we were saying on there, if when the PlayStation 4 comes out, if they do PlayStation Home on that, hopefully it'll be improved with the PlayStation Plus subscription.
Well,
but we can only hope.
How can I say this? I wish I could have my own world and then send you a link to it, like invite you into it, and you download it, and once you download it, unless you delete it, it never gets deleted. So, and then you also like, maybe like today, I'm not on, and you can't jump in. Oh, but it, have it where it's like a real house, where it's like, I'll give you the keys or the access to get inside, and you can come inside, you know.
That'd be cool, actually, yeah.
You know, that way you can come in, and maybe I have some games, you can come in and play games, you know, games I have paid for. That way we don't share our accounts or anything. You can come and say, okay, yeah, Warren has this game. I have to come to his house, and I'll go play his games, and, you know, vice versa, you know. But that's just thoughts, but I know they won't have anything like that. Granted, they could, but I think they tried that once with like arcade games. Because I have a shirt that actually has an indie game with like Asteroids or something like that, where they did an arcade like that. I haven't been back to that place since that day. So, but I got all the prizes and stuff, so I said, oh, I'm good. Yeah. Oh, and I forgot, but I didn't play New Leap. But I did get coins to spend in the shop, so hopefully I'll be doing that. If not later this evening, tomorrow.
Yeah, because you can get all the bonus items related to Nintendo. I mean, sometimes you can get like the bad stuff or the booby prizes, or. But for the most part, you are likely to get some of the Nintendo related stuff. So you get something from Metroid, Mario, Zelda.
Uh-huh.
Just to name a few. But you can get items related to other series as well.
Well, I look forward to that, because I was really excited, and I said, oh yeah, we need some coins. I was like, what? So, But that's nice, though. That's nice.
Oh, that's what I've been watching as well. Leverage.
What's that about?
Leverage. It's kind of like a hustler type kind of thing. They're con men, but they do con men who do good.
Oh.
That's good. That's on Netflix as well. I recommend you watch that.
Okay.
Leverage. Okay, cool.
Anyway, I'm coughing a bit, so I'm going to let go and go to bed. I've got work in the morning, so been a pleasure.
Okay, right, okay, guys, hope you feel better soon.
Yeah, get better.
Okay, well, there you go. So, speak to you soon, guys.
Catch you later.
Okay. Right. Bye. And, see that? Oh, is he gone? Yeah, no, I'm right here. Oh, no, he's probably getting this.
Yeah, there he is.
Oh, there we go. So, okay, so hopefully next time, guys, will be 100% better, so.
Oh, I should have told him to get some orange juice and some honey.
Yeah.
Kind of help with that.
Well, you can message him after this, but might as well round up the podcast with highlights of the week.
You go first.
Okay, well, this week, all the week just gone, was on a trip with the college with some students, IT students, level 2. Went to Bletchley Park, where they have a little computer museum.
Oh, okay.
So, Bletchley Park, this is where they use the Enigma machines to actually figure out the codes used by the Germans during World War II to decipher them.
Oh, okay.
So, it's interesting to learn a bit of history as well. So, there's a big museum, so the oldest computer that exists in the world, which is called Harwell Decatron computer, released in 1951.
Mm-hmm.
When I say the oldest computer, I mean the world's oldest working computer officially, because they do have the actual oldest computer there, but it's had to be restored because of it being taken apart.
Right.
And just to give you an idea how much we've advanced since 1951, the Decatron computer had about a third of a kilobyte.
I'm sorry. I laugh when I hear all that. It's like, wow. It's like what we know now, if they could see us now.
Yeah, just amazing, yeah. So it was a really, really fun time, actually, and the students seemed to have a great time, into all the technology about how computers advanced to the stage they are now, and looking at like supercomputers from back in not too long ago, or mini supercomputer that's now that's as powerful as the iPhone 4S.
Mm-hmm.
So interesting to see that.
Mm-hmm.
And mostly they did a bit of programming on some of the Acorn computers released by the BBC to be released in schools to teach kids about programming. So, because in the 80s, it was a sort of time when programming and computers was scary because people had a fear of computers taking over everyone's jobs. So, we were introduced to basically say, look, computers aren't taking your jobs away, it's something to help you with your jobs. So, it's a way of introducing computers into people's lives.
Yeah.
And the students actually, and myself actually, had a go at doing a bit of game programming on the system, where basically it was a worm game, which you have to go left, right, up and down, and just keep going as long as you can before hitting the wall or hitting back into yourself.
Yeah, it sounds like Snake on the cell phone, but to me I know it's called Surround.
Yeah, I think that's what's called. Yeah, so it's a fun game. So most of the students managed to do it, and also had a few extra features to it. So that was a load of fun, and yeah, it was a great trip. And yeah, I'm glad I went, and glad the students I went with enjoyed it as well. So that's pretty much my highlight of the week. What about yours, Warren?
Well, my highlight is not too good. It's kind of sad. As you know, I mean, we haven't talked, but as you know, Blockbuster here in America is now shutting down all of their brick and mortar stores come January of next year. So it's kind of sad, even though I haven't worked there since 2007, you know, it was one of my happy, happy jobs that I've ever had, where I got to meet different people from all over the world, from different walks of life. I know people are like, wow, Warren, you get to meet people from all over the world. And yeah, I live in Orlando, so I get to meet people from Germany, from Africa. And quite a few Alaskan people from Alaska, that's here in America. not quite as many Canadians, even though I've met some that actually moved here, not people who are like touristing or anything like that. But it was a really fun job, and I mean, it's okay, but it's not okay if I can say it like that, you know. Yeah, it was good times.
Yeah, I think they're closing down here. I know one store in particular that's closing down, but they haven't done, from what I've seen, much of a sale, but it's 25% off, but I think it's got the deals have got all the percentage off has increased. So yeah. I don't know. I mean, it is a sad time, but I think it's partly due to many owners of the stores or the people who Blockbuster rents the stores off, causing the problem because of the rent and electricity bills and everything.
Yeah, see, in my area, before I went to college, I worked at 5 different Blockbusters. That's one thing I loved about it, is I can work unlimited. You know, even if they cut hours, I was always getting my hours, and say I wasn't paying attention to that when I was working there. To me, you know, if it's one job, and, you know, it was, don't get me wrong, it was fun. I wasn't satisfied, but I was happy. You know, because I got to meet all kind of people, and I get to watch movies. But eventually got to a point where I couldn't watch movies anymore because I was working so much. And I used to also go to the movie theater. But once I went to college, I didn't have time to go to the movie theater, nor did I have time to watch movies because either I was studying or I was sleeping. If I wasn't sleeping, I was working. And, you know, at first, I used to work, you know, I worked from 5 p.m. until 1 a.m. But with college, I go to college at 8 a.m., and get off around like 3, get home enough to rest till about 4, and then be in work at 5, you know, which was okay. You know, that was still good, but once I got out of college, you know, my college, they lied and basically took my money, and eventually, when I found a new job, you know, it was a good job. It was paying a lot more, but even with overtime, it was just barely matching what I was making at Blockbuster. Granted, I was making a dollar less, but because, you know, people would call in, like right now, if I wasn't helping you, you know, somebody said, hey, Warren, can you come in today? I'm like, yeah, sure, what time? As soon as possible. I'm like, so I'm coming in, you know, almost 15 minutes early. I'm like, when do I leave? Oh, can you do a close? Like, yeah, you know. But after college, you know, you get that little attitude where it's like, you know, I'm a little better now, so I'm not your peon anymore. And they didn't look at me like that, but it's kind of like they knew if somebody called in, they knew to call me, you know. So I enjoyed the job a lot. But it's just sad that, you know, there's not going to be any more brick-and-mortar stores. But, you know, maybe the mom-and-pop stores might pop up again now. Maybe. You know, because everybody's like, well, Warren, people are streaming. But, yeah, there are people who still like to walk into stores and pick out their videos. People like doing that. That's why Walmart is still big with DVDs. If it wasn't for that, people would not go to Walmart here for that kind of stuff. You know, even though my friends complain, Warren, you just noticed that video on DVD costs $18. So I was like, yeah, that's normal price. Like, no, Warren, that's a DVD. It's like, yeah. And the VHS used to cost $24.99 back in the day. You know, because I remember, the only reason I know all this because back when I don't know if you know the movie American Beauty. I don't know if you know that movie. But that's by Universal. And when that movie was coming out, Universal got a big head and decided to charge us $280 per cassette. So each store had to only get a handful of copies. And it was on the news, so you can actually look it up. But I looked at the movies and stuff, and that way when you look at it, that's why they used to charge you know, $100 and some for one VHS, because that's a license for them to have it. They don't own it yet. And that's why once the rental life is over, then they could sell it, you know. And people didn't ever take into the thoughts. But the thing was, too, is back in 2002, myself, not trying to sound like I'm boasting or nothing, but I told my store manager, why don't we do something in the streaming area? They're like, no. Who wants to sit at their computer and watch videos? That's stupid. But Lo and behold, these years later, and keep in mind, Netflix was just getting started with the mail out order thing, where it took 5 days for you to get a movie, and Redbox didn't come out till like, what, 6 months later? 6, 7, 8 months later? So, you know, it's Blockbuster's fault for not being with, you know, sticking with the times and not paying attention to the trend. Granted, we warned them over and over and over again. You know.
Well, this shows you, unless you're willing to compete with the modern market, you're going to struggle.
Yeah, well, they didn't do any of it, even with the Game Pass. I don't know if y'all had Game Pass over there, but this is before Gamefly. We kept even the kids would tell us, like, you know, even as a gamer say, hey, this Game Pass thing is not good anymore. You know, for $29.99, it sounded fun because you can come in there and switch your games out as many times as you want to instead of paying $5 per game. And, you know, the PlayStation games and Xbox games were $6.25. So two games, that's $12. So once you rent like 6 games, you more than paid for it. Well, eventually the games start getting stale and stuff. And I'm like, y'all, we need to get more games. As I was cleaning up, actually, I can send you my list of my resignation letter. actually, before even the Game Pass came out, Colin said these games, they had N64 games they need to get rid of. And I was like, they didn't want to listen. I mean, don't get me wrong. I didn't know what I was talking about. Well, actually, I did know what I was talking about because I've been doing that since I was in high school. And they didn't want to hear any of that. You don't know anything about business, Warren. You don't know. You're stupid. Like, okay. And now, look, I really love the company. It was a great company, but they had the wrong people in charge. You know, they're looking at money instead of looking at the market. Look at the market before you try to look at money. You know, it's kind of like, what's that thing? It's like, if those gold iPhones were real gold iPhones, they cost $6,000 a pop, they would not be selling like that. They would not be selling like that. But that's what they didn't understand. People, we're the best. You come to us for video movies. We stream. We got streaming videos now. I tried to sign up for it to check it out. I was like, it's too much of a hassle. I do love Blockbuster still with all my heart, but the irony is that I started wearing my shirts that I never wore. I started wearing it on Monday, and then Tuesday that news broke. So it's like, so that's my bad, good highlight, if you want to call it that.
Yeah, I mean, I doubt anyone will buy them out, but who knows? But the damage is probably already done, most likely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the damage is already... It's not really damage. It's really... I'm going to sound so arrogant. I really think if they hired me and 3 or 4 people that... My other friend who loves movies, people who actually loves movies, we would change a lot of things, mainly at store level. You know, I mean, we knew something was wrong once they started putting R-rated movies in the child family section. We're like, no, you don't do that. Corporate said do it. Like, you don't do that. You don't put these scary movies in the kids section because they're not renting. You know, you advertise, and then people complaining about, you know, I know you've probably seen Blockbuster where it says, come in and you get buy two, get one free or something like that, and it's something you don't even want. Like, your sign lies. Like, no. But we changed so many things. We'd have like because there's things they could have done like in-house gaming. People love that stuff. Have little games like, okay, granted it's Call of Duty and we'll make you sign a waiver, you know, it's violent, blah, 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 blah. But you would still have, we'd have a small little competition before every game is released, a week before it comes out. We get the licenses from the company and say, hey, we want to have a competition with your game before it's released. Can we get a copy of the game? You know, we're Blockbuster, so therefore, hey, we're going to be distributing your game also. So guess what? We'll cut down on your rent on our shelf. I mean, there's so many things they could have done. Having contests. Bring back the kiosks for unreleased consoles like the Xbox One, 2, the Bopple. They messed that up so bad because nobody was thinking. They thought, hey, we'll just rent it like we used to. Not realizing, hey, you're renting this thing for $50. You know somebody can just take it, and once they rent it, they don't need to bring it back. And guess what happened? That's exactly what happened. And they lost a lot of money on that, renting those PS2s. But now they know. So now they know, hey, you can rent this console. It costs $400. We do need to do a pre-auth of $400 for this console until you bring it back. You know? So, you know, and there you go. But there's so many things they could have done. Exclusive games that you can't rent from Gamefly. exclusive games you can't even buy yet. And there you go, right there. But nobody was thinking, man. And everybody think they think streaming is what put them out of business. That's not what put them out of business. It's their customer support. The main things I would hear people complaining about was, you know, I went to such and such store and they were so mean to me and they wouldn't help me. I don't speak a lick of English. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't speak a lick of Spanish. But my Spanish customers, they know to come to me. I will call my BBL store and say, hey, I have a Spanish customer here. Can you translate for me? Okay, yeah, put them on the phone. Yada, 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 yada. They want this. Yada, yada, yada. Okay, thank you, Donata. You know, gracias. All right, have a good day. Buen dia. You know. And that's how I dealt with my customers. I never turned the customer away. You know, but that's the thing that they lost. And that, right there, I guess you could say that was the damage. And once they started doing that, that was it. Nobody wants to. Who wants to come to Blockbuster? I mean, you hear more hate about Blockbuster. I'm not coming back here again. You know, late fee.
Yeah.
So I don't care. You know, yeah. You know, and I hated hearing that. You know, I mean, it was, you know, some people I was glad to hear it because they didn't rent that often anyway, so it's kind of like, okay, go. But at the same time, it's like, I really wish you wouldn't leave, but if that's what you want, go ahead. But when you're ready, just come back. You know, that kind of stuff, but, eh. But, yeah.
Yeah, so, we'll just have to see what happens, but it's not looking bright, but.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I think that was a good episode, so thanks for being on, Mark.
Thank you very much for contacting me. You know, it was ahead late in a short minute. Thank God I wasn't fighting any sharks or any Bigfoot monsters, because that would have been something rough.
Yeah, that happens to me all the time. Some monster comes along, so I just have to deal with that, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I understand.
Yeah. Yeah, and thanks to Gaz as well. I hope he feels better soon. So for the next episode, it'll be right as rain, so.
Orange juice, Gaz.
Yep, orange juice, guys, so make sure you drink up plenty of fluids and hope you're better next time. So,
yep.
And I think that's all from us, so thanks everyone else for listening. Until next time, we will see you later. Take care and good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.